For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. I also want to remind you that you can listen to this podcast through iTunes Podcasts, Essentials of Healthy Living. And there are many, many other podcasts that are maybe of great interest to you, so make sure you avail yourself of that. Now, I'm very happy with our guest today. It's an honor and a pleasure to introduce Dr. Thomas Levy, who is a board-certified cardiologist and a bar-certified attorney. And after practicing adult cardiology for 15 years, he researched the enormous toxicity associated with much dental work and the pronounced ability of properly administered vitamin C to neutralize this toxicity. Now, our subject is the hidden epidemic. Silent oral infections cause most heart attacks and breast cancers. Welcome to the show, Dr. Levy.
Thank you, Dana. Happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to talk to you, and our listeners know that I have a background in dentistry, and I am so impressed with your combination background and how you've used what you know and applied it. Do you want to talk a little bit about the Hidden Epidemic book and how you were prompted to write it? What was your push to do that, motivation?
Well, of course, it was some 25 years ago when I left my traditional mainstream practice of cardiology and got to know and work with Dr. Hal Huggins, the most prominent biological dentist and anti-mercury amalgam dentist, I think, in history. And the other thing that he did, other than talk about mercury toxicity, was talk about the toxicity of dental infections. And as I had the opportunity to see many patients at his clinic undergo profound regressions of their diseases after dental infections, infected teeth, most prominently root canal treated teeth, but not entirely. And he referred me to the work of Dr. Weston Price many years earlier. Since then, to a greater or lesser degree, all of my writing and all of my research has circulated not only around vitamin C, but around the ability of vitamin C to neutralize toxins and then of infected teeth as truly being the primary source of toxicity and infections in well over 95% of people. You really don't get disease unless you have a lot of prooxidants. Prooxidants are toxins, and the toxins that are most prominent come from infections, generally anaerobic infections that don't require oxygen, and they're the most toxic, as you find in infected teeth, just like botulism. Botulism, botulinum toxin, comes from an anaerobic source and is currently considered the most potent toxin known to man. But in fact, research done by Dr. Boyd Haley, along with Dr. Hal Huggins, showed that there were many sources of toxins that were far in excess of the toxicity of botulism. So as the literature has evolved, my writing and my specificity on the issue has evolved, and that brought me to currently to be talking about the fact that not only do oral infections cause a large amount of systemic disease, the title says it all. It's my clear conclusion from the literature, and I can explain it, of course, as we go on, that most heart attacks, and when I say most, I mean well over 90%. I don't mean 60 or 70%, but I mean well over 90% of heart attacks are directly caused, not associated with, but caused by the seeding of the infections from infected teeth into the lining of the coronary arteries. And along a similar pathway, probably 60, 70, 75% of breast cancers due to the lymphatic drainage from these infected teeth that exchanges with the lymphatic drainage of the breast, a good 70% of breast cancers, and probably general breast conditions, but we're just looking at cancers, are caused by dental infections. And I emphasize cause because there's a lot of dismissing of important information in the literature. You see a study, it's profound and clear what's going on, and they just say, well, there's an association here. I'm not talking association. I'm talking cause and effect.
Well, this is fascinating, and as we talked about before, we definitely got to introduce ourselves, and you have talked about my mentors, Linus Pauling, one of them, Hal Huggins, another, and Weston Price's book was the first one I read. He was, as you know, he was a dentist, and he went around the world, and he observed people in natural cultures, looked at their dentition, and then the difference when they were exposed to food of commerce. And so I am so happy to hear you mention these names, and Boyd Haley as well. So we really are kindred spirits here with the people that we've known in the past. I know that in dentistry we talked a lot about the connection between periodontal disease, for example, and heart disease for decades and decades before the medical community started to look at that and embrace it. We used to say the mouth was just a way to look at the throat, open the mouth and look at the throat. So I think things have certainly changed and progressed. Talk to us a little more about cavitations, because that's a subject I don't think we've covered quite thoroughly enough. So tell us about dental cavitations.
Well, cavitations are, in a nutshell, are represented by unhealed sockets after tooth extraction. And they don't heal well because of the standard way in which extractions are done. And that standard way is they pull the tooth out, they wait for the blood to clot, give you antibiotics, and send you home. Well, even when the tooth wasn't infected before it was extracted, although most of the time it was infected before it was extracted, you have to take out what's called the periodontal ligament. That's literally like a hammock. It's literally like a shock absorber that the tooth sits in inside the bone. But it's a very thick, dense ligament, which means when the tooth comes out, but the ligament is not removed, how are the adjacent bone cells supposed to know the tooth is gone and start healing into the socket? Answer is they don't. So they just heal in at the top of the extraction site, and you end up with a chronic hole in the jawbone. But what's even worse is this hole is occupied by anaerobic bacteria, viruses, fungi, every type of microbe and pathogen that you can imagine. Now, these cavitations are not rare. They're common. When wisdom teeth or molars, second molars, first molars are removed in the dentist's office in the quote-unquote traditional fashion, these cavitations are the rule rather than the exception. And you can expect them to be there 75 to 95% of the time, depending on the tooth extracted. Furthermore, until that periodontal ligament is removed, you'll never get healing. So you can have an extraction 30 years ago, and if it was done improperly, you have a big cavitation today. Now, clinically, the importance of a cavitation depends on whether or not the grossly infected contents can disseminate. And when I say grossly infected, I am talking about something that is pathologically and histologically no different than gas gangrene, than the gangrene contents of a rotting limb or a rotting toe. So we're talking about some severely toxic stuff. But if your cavitation is fairly small and well-defined, you can actually coexist with that cavitation without any really significant systemic diseases for a long period of time, even life. But more commonly, the nature of the infection in the cavitation continues to break down tissue until it starts to grow. And as it grows, it can then spread through the bone. It can spread down into the nerve area. And once that happens, not only do you start to get local symptoms, but you also start to get dissemination of these grossly infected contents and their associated toxins and pathogens into the blood and into the lymphatic circulation.
Well, you've given us a very thorough discussion of what cavitations are, and I know that we want to talk more about the role of vitamin C as well. So I just want to tell listeners, if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we are talking with Dr. Thomas Levy, and we're talking about his book, The Hidden Epidemic, Silent Oral Infections Cause Most Heart Attacks and Breast Cancers. And we'll come back after this brief break with more interesting information. Stay with us, folks.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Start the new school year off right with Pure Encapsulation's new Pure Nutrients Gummy. The new Pure Nutrients Gummy is a comprehensive multivitamin mineral complex enhanced with organic berries and fruits in a great-tasting fruit-flavored gummy that's suitable for the whole family. With higher levels of vitamins and minerals than other leading professional brands, the Pure Nutrients Gummy offers daily wellness support in a fun, berry-shaped gummy multivitamin. The Pure Nutrients Gummy can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary we offer everyday savings on top-quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And I want to remind you, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You can also listen to this podcast or any of the other podcasts through iTunes Podcasts, Essentials of Healthy Living. That's iTunes Podcasts, Essentials of Healthy Living. Now, we're having an excellent conversation with Dr. Thomas Levy, and we're talking about the hidden epidemic, silent oral infections cause most heart attacks and breast cancers. And Dr. Levy, you filled us in on the background and how when a tooth is removed, we have to remove part of the periodontal ligaments in there and really clean that out in order for it to heal properly. Otherwise, it's a festering mess of bacteria is what I'm giving an analogy. That is what it sounds like and what it is. So talk to us about how a dentist goes about cleaning that out. If someone goes to a dentist who is a biological dentist and knows how to clean these out, and talk to us about the role of vitamin C.
Well, the cleaning out is fairly straightforward, depending on the expertise of the biological dentist. They just go in it with a drill bit, and the top is very shallow. You'll see it fall into the hole very rapidly, and you just basically scour out the area, flush it, scour it until you start to get the healthy bone. And then once you get the healthy bone, then you do all the other supportive interventions to promote good healing, platelet-rich plasma, proper applications of ozone for disinfection. And then in the short and the long term, support of good, solid, accelerated healing with vitamin C and other antioxidants. So it's fairly straightforward, and that really applies to any type of infection you want to address in the body, especially the vitamin C, because all of these infections are pro-oxidant, and they oxidize everything around them. So until you bring in something like an antioxidant, like vitamin C, to redonate electrons back to the electron-depleted oxidized biomolecules, you'll never get and sustain good healing. So that's basically the process.
And you also said that this infection spreads throughout the bone. And tell us about how it initiates heart disease.
Okay, well, with regard to heart disease, it's any site or source of infection in the mouth. Most commonly, what you alluded to earlier, gum disease, and very commonly infected teeth, root canals are 100% infected. And also, and this is the hidden part of the title, hidden epidemic, it turns out when you look at the literature, a very large number of adults around the world have silent. That means pain-free, chronically infected teeth. Teeth with abscesses on them that feel fine, they work fine, but every time you chew on them, you squeeze the pathogens out into the bloodstream. And the book brought up the concept that you should make physicians and dentists, especially the physicians, should make a regular habit of referring their patients with chronic disease, but especially heart disease and breast cancer, breast conditions, to the dentist that has a 3D cone beam examination, a 3D x-ray, because regular x-rays miss fully 50 to 60% of infected teeth. So it's a false illusion when you have a normal Panorex where they do a quick x-ray. You need this specialized test, and these areas of infection show up prominently. And what happens is, whether it's from the gums, whether it's from the teeth, whether it's from a cavitation, but most commonly from the teeth, because what happens when you chew on a tooth? You exert enormous pressure. And when the infection is at the tip of the tooth, every time you chew, you literally squeeze pathogens and toxins into the venous blood and into the draining lymph. Now, as it turns out, and I'd like my fellow cardiologists to listen closely to this, because, and the internists, because they're at the forefront. They see the patient with chest pain, okay? And it's up to them to pursue everything that's in the best interest of that patient. And I'll tell you right now, the internist and the cardiologist that has a patient with chest pain or known coronary artery disease that never gets this test is truly committing malpractice of the highest degree, in terms of the fact that what I'm going to tell you right now is in their literature. It's not hidden information. And what's in the literature, listen to this. Some 6 or 7 years ago, a cardiologist that does atherectomies, that's where you stick the catheter in the artery, and you literally roto-rooter out the plaque to open up the blood vessel. Well, this cardiologist did 38 patients like this that had known coronary artery disease, and he examined the plaque, and in the plaque he found over 50 varieties of bacteria, viruses, fungi, with polymerase chain reaction testing that's very refined. Furthermore, he found this in 38 out of 38 patients. As I like to say, that's pretty close to 100%. Okay, so this is inside the coronary artery. What the heck are dental pathogens doing inside the coronary artery? I can explain to you how they get there, but the important thing is they get there, and they get there regularly and reliably. And the same testing showed no pathogens at all in the normal coronary artery. So this is not some sort of contamination process. So when you get these pathogens, what did I say about pathogens? Pathogens generate oxidative stress. Oxidative stress generates disease. When you get the generation of oxidative stress inside the coronary artery, you have two things: consumption of the vitamin C and inflammation. And these are the two triggers that bring the immune system into that area. Because the first immune cell that shows up to this site of inflammation in the coronary artery is the monocyte. The monocyte has 8,000% more vitamin C inside it than the blood. So I would submit to you that what the purpose the immune system is trying to serve here is to restore the depleted to absent vitamin C and antioxidant content to the blood vessel to stop the progression of this inflammation. But the problem is, like Dr. Huggins said, you can't dry off while you're still in the shower. So just trying to repair something without addressing what's causing the nonstop new pathogen exposure and oxidative damage accomplishes little. So you need a twofold approach. You need to address and get rid of all infectious sources in the mouth, and then vigorously address with good antioxidant therapy, also hormonal balance, estrogen and testosterone and thyroid and cortisol, and other important supportive supplements that keep intracellular oxidative stress normal. You do all of this, and believe it or not, you not only stabilize atherosclerosis, you start to reverse it. But well over 95% of patients with this type of heart disease have something going on in their mouth. So, por favor, evaluate the mouth with any patient that has chest pain. Now, having said that, and I make this point in the book as well, all diseases are precipitated by and accelerated by focal areas of increased oxidative stress in unique associations, unique varieties. So if you have a young person who suddenly develops diabetes, you better get the same test on the mouth, okay? Or fibromyalgia. Older person that starts to get Alzheimer's, we have increasingly dramatic studies and informations that show many chronic diseases. They recently did a study on biopsies of tissue from Alzheimer's patients, and they found these same oral pathogens inside that tissue, aggravating and keeping the oxidative stress chronic. Okay, so we see it in ruptured cerebral aneurysms. We see it in carotid atherosclerosis. We swallow these pathogens and toxins, and we see it in gastrointestinal cancers, leaky gut syndrome. These pathogens from the mouth are at the root, no pun intended, of most disease, and they contribute to the progression and acceleration of all disease.
Well, this is very well said. This is the best explanation I think I've ever heard with regard to cavitations, the festering of the bacteria, their impact on the rest of the body. And it goes back to the head bones connected to the neck bones connected, et cetera. We are our entire system. And this really brings that home. It brings home how important the oral cavity is to the entire body. And so we're going to carry on this conversation. If you just joined us, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Thomas Levy, and we're talking about the hidden epidemic. Silent oral infections cause most heart attacks and breast cancers. We'll continue this conversation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly three decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognosure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognosure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognosure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognosure. Remember Cognosure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Want to remind you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM and remind you, too, to listen to the Essentials of Healthy Living through iTunes podcasts, Essentials of Healthy Living. You can listen to this podcast over and over. You can stream it. It's yours to do what you want with, and that's important. We've got lots of interesting podcasts and interesting guests. And today, Dr. Thomas Levy is our most interesting guest. He's a board-certified cardiologist and bar-certified attorney. And after practicing adult cardiology for 15 years, he researched the enormous toxicity associated with much dental work and the pronounced ability of properly administered vitamin C to neutralize this toxicity. So talk more about how you utilize vitamin C specifically.
Well, it's important to understand before how you use vitamin C is to understand its role in the body. Probably one of the premier disservices done to vitamin C was calling it a vitamin. Okay, a vitamin is something you need in tiny amounts to prevent a deficiency disease. So small amounts of vitamin C do prevent the deficiency disease scurvy. However, and this is not the case with most other vitamins, it turns out that much larger doses of vitamin C literally fuel the body. In every sense of the word, vitamin C is the primary nutrient in your body that fuels all the cells. And this is something I would emphasize to nutritionists. The conceptual point is that a quality nutrient is any substance, food, whatever, that ultimately breaks down to a molecule that has antioxidant activity. So ultimately, the food you eat, to the degree that it breaks down the molecules that will donate electrons like vitamin C, but also other antioxidants, that's the value of that food. Conversely, if it breaks down to a prooxidant, that's the food that's not good for you. It might be a simple explanation, but I guarantee you it's accurate. So we see that vitamin C provides two electrons per molecule rather than one. It's a very tiny molecule that uses all the glucose transport pathways so it gets throughout the body. And in animals that make vitamin C, unfortunately man doesn't anymore, in animals that make vitamin C, they manufacture it from the glucose. Go through four enzymes, and then produce vitamin C and put it directly into your blood. A 150-pound goat, let's compare that to a human being, will make on the order of 7, 8, 9,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. And remember, this is not vitamin C that gets swallowed. This is vitamin C that gets secreted directly into the blood. So that's the equivalent probably right there of 50, 60,000 milligrams that somebody would take orally. Number two, when that goat is subjected to a life-threatening illness or toxin exposure, which means a large pro-oxidant exposure, that production of vitamin C can ramp up to 60, 70, 80, 90,000 milligrams in order to deal with that. So the point is our current recommendations are to take between 60 and 90 milligrams. And I'm telling you that somebody that's the size of an animal that's the size of a person is making on the order of 10,000 milligrams a day and secreting into the blood. So that's why we always, that's how we answer the question, well, a good diet's going to take care of it. No, there's absolutely no way a good diet is going to take care of this. A good diet is great, offers a large amount of benefits, but it does not come close to restoring your vitamin C status to the level of a vitamin synthesizing animal, because we lost the fourth enzyme in the liver. So when you supplement vitamin C, you have to do this with this in mind. The forms of vitamin C include liposome encapsulated vitamin C, a very great form, as long as you get the right liposome company. Unfortunately, the first company that came out with this, Livon Labs, had such phenomenal success, everybody started jumping on the bandwagon. And in jumping on the bandwagon, they didn't care that they weren't making a liposome formulation, so they just commit and continue to commit fraud. So a good liposome form, and that way you can take it once a day. You take regular vitamin C, much less expensive, but to keep the levels up, you need to take a gram or so three or four times a day to keep the levels up. Intravenous is always good, but especially important if you're dealing with an acute illness and you want to get levels very high in the blood and extracellular tissues. So all of these are a part of how you approach vitamin C supplementation.
Excellent. I like your comparison to the animals. And I've always thought, what a good way to use blood sugar is to make vitamin C from it. And who knows
absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely. I didn't get a chance to make that point, but I like to make the point of how many animals do you see injecting themselves with insulin for their diabetes? None that I know of. And in fact, not only are you depriving the body of vitamin C when you lose the function of this fourth enzyme, L-galonolactone oxidase, just as critical is you're depriving the body of the ability to metabolize the excess glucose that's literally poison to all your tissues when you don't metabolize it correctly. So it's really a big wham, wham, double hit.
Yes, I always found it fascinating, and vitamin C was one of the first nutrients I really studied. And I looked at Linus Pauling's work, and when I realized the biochemistry behind this, my question was, why are we keeping our RDAs so low? And we've covered that on the show, that the RDAs are not really a health standard or an optimum standard. And so we talk about that. And this is using vitamin C as a therapy very effectively. And do you deliver, you use the liposomal forms, and do you also use intravenous forms?
Yes, and it all depends on if you're dealing with preventive medicine, or therapeutic medicine. Obviously, much lower doses are in order for just keeping yourself healthy and trying to fend off new infectious challenges or chronic oxidative stresses from whatever, perhaps chronic diseases that you have. The much higher doses basically come into play when you're dealing with an acute infection or even a cancer. But this also brings us to the current situation with COVID-19. And they're actually, amazingly enough, coming out with studies, not that it surprises me, and I'm sure it doesn't surprise you, that find that intravenous vitamin C is highly effective in preventing death and accelerating resolution of COVID. So it all has to do with clinical correlation, okay? As the physician in charge, how much vitamin C do you give? Well, this sounds like a glib answer, but it's not. You give whatever's needed, whether it's 10 grams, 40 grams, or 70 grams intravenously, and you repeat it as you need several times a day, possibly. Now, this is also because something else the listeners need to understand is, unlike just about any other substance on the planet, and I mean that literally, vitamin C is the one molecule that has no defined toxicity. There is no defined level above which vitamin C automatically becomes toxic. Now, that's important because the ultimate test of toxicity is if something kills you, right? Well, guess what? Does anybody think of water as being toxic? Generally, no. But when you get psychiatrically upset patients, they undergo a water-consuming obsession, it's very easy to kill yourself by drinking several gallons of water over a 15, 20-minute period. You get dilutional cerebral edema, develop seizures, and die. Well, if the only thing that you took was water, and an hour later you're dead, that's toxic, okay? You can't do that with vitamin C. You can't do that with vitamin C. And to a limited degree, you could do it with just about anything else. So not only is it important to understand that vitamin C is the primary fuel on which every cell in your body runs, largely because of that, it's also the single molecule that's never inherently toxic, regardless of how much you take.
Well, I'm glad you covered that because we have talked about this. We've had quite a few guests who have talked about nutrients and improving immunity. And one of the doctors on one of the stations said, nutrition will not kill the COVID virus. And I thought, well, okay, but it boosts your immune system that can take over and give you resilience against the COVID virus so that you heal better, that you're less likely to succumb to it. So I am grateful when I do hear some of the medical people talk about the importance of vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D. I would throw vitamin A in there as well because it's antiviral. But I am so happy to hear you describe vitamin C so well. And folks, if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour. And reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Now, today we've been having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Thomas Levy, who is a board-certified cardiologist, and a bar-certified attorney. After practicing adult cardiology for 15 years, he researched the enormous toxicity associated with much dental work and the pronounced ability of properly administered vitamin C to neutralize this toxicity. And our subject has been the hidden epidemic, silent oral infections cause most heart attacks and breast cancers. So in this final segment, Dr. Levy, what else do you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. I'd like to share my take on how to deal with COVID or any other respiratory virus or cold. Now, everything we've talked about before is great for preventing a virus and treating a virus. What I'm talking about is vitamin C, magnesium, especially magnesium chloride, vitamin D. Getting your levels way up is powerfully decreasing death in COVID, and even things like iodine and zinc. These are all important. Chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine with zinc. Don't believe the politics that have entered this fray. Those are powerful, safe, and highly effective therapies. Ozone, if you have it available, very powerful, will knock out any virus in short order. Also, you mentioned hyperbaric oxygen. That's very good too, but not readily available and very expensive, so not high on the list. But, you know, if you're friends with a doctor who has a chamber and you're sick, that's a great thing to do as well. Now, one other and perhaps the most important thing, done in conjunction with the vitamin C, because as it turns out, these two things, vitamin C and this, work together as partners, and that is hydrogen peroxide. I've shown now, I've found, I've seen, I've had feedback from around the world since I started talking about this 6 months ago. But hydrogen peroxide nebulization, inhaling a fine mist of hydrogen peroxide, knocks out any virus there in short order. To the listeners, you need never suffer from a cold or flu, and this includes COVID again. Now, President Trump talked about inhaling or taking in disinfectants months ago, and he got brutalized in the press. They said you can't swallow Lysol, you can't inhale bleach. Well, as it turns out, hydrogen peroxide is your body's natural antibiotic. After you inhale it and it kills the pathogens that are there, guess what it leaves as residue? Water and oxygen. So the two things that are optimal for healing tissue after you kill the pathogens are hydration and oxygenation. This is a therapy designed by nature. If you're more religious, designed by God. But it's the natural thing. It kills all pathogens. Its byproducts are natural. And guess what? The lining cells of the lung naturally produce hydrogen peroxide to protect against incoming pathogens. And when you get an infection, the lungs and those cells make more because you see more hydrogen peroxide in the exhaled breath. Its effect with vitamin C is internally. Vitamin C inside the cell triggers the FET reaction that causes hydrogen peroxide to break down to hydroxyl radical to kill the pathogen. And at the same time, vitamin C outside the cell rapidly ramps up hydrogen peroxide production, and the hydrogen peroxide disseminates rapidly into the cell. So the vitamin C continues to feed substrate, hydrogen peroxide, into the cell until enough hydroxyl radical has been generated to kill the pathogen completely. So vitamin C and hydrogen peroxide are natural, physiological, anti-pathogen partners. I could go into more details, but that's too much here. I mean, you can give people my email address or whatever. I'm more than happy to send anybody information to give them more of the specifics on this, because I've already written extensively on it. And believe it or not, there's even some more qualities of hydrogen peroxide that make it absolutely perfect for COVID therapy or any other respiratory pathogen challenge?
Well, you've certainly given us a lot of good information, and people can get you at I'll spell it TELEVY, that's TELEVY, MD, at yahoo.com. That is TELEVY, MD, at yahoo.com. And take a look at the information that you can get from Dr. Levy, because that's going to be very important to follow up, to learn more. Your explanations have been so clear. What are some of the final thoughts that you have to share with our listeners?
Well, two things. One thing is, very briefly, although it's extremely important, it's also important to know that the tonsils in patients that have infected teeth virtually always get infected but appear normal. And until they get extracted or they get ozone injections to clear up the infection, they see pathogens to the heart just like the teeth do. So, but they don't look like infected tonsils in kids. They look normal. That's number one. Number two is, remember that the only person that's going to take care of yourself conscientiously and correctly is yourself. You have to take charge of your own health care. We have more information via internet available to us than ever before. Dedicated patients often know quite a bit more than their doctors on different subjects. So, meaning, whichever physician you choose, if she or he doesn't readily communicate with you and welcome your questions, don't walk out of that office, run out of that office, okay? People, when they're sick, they tend to be submissive. They don't want to fight. They just want to do what's best for me. That's fine, and I understand it, but you're going to sell yourself way short from optimal health care unless you take a few deep breaths, say a few prayers, do your own research, and find a doctor who's willing to communicate freely with you, tell you why your ideas are silly, tell you why your ideas are good, and modify your treatment plan according to that.
Well, that is excellent advice, and I want to talk about the book again, Hidden Epidemic: Oral Infections Cause Most Heart Attacks and Breast Cancers. So I want to thank you for joining us on the show, Dr. Levy. We learned a lot from you, and we hope to have you back in the future. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And to our listeners, this is a reminder about Dr. Joseph Pizzorno's book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. This is an extremely important book. We have interviewed Dr. Pizzorno, and we've learned a lot from him. And it is currently available, and it has endorsements from leading health experts, such as Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. James Gordon, Jeffrey Bland, Dr. David Perlmutter, Dr. Michael Murray, and J.J. Virgin. And you have heard many of these that I just mentioned. You've heard them as guests on our show here. So the toxin solution eliminates avoidable toxins, mitigates the effects of those you can't avoid, and allows you to enjoy a longer life with the Essential Health Guide from a pioneer in integrative medicine, Dr. Joe Pizzorno, the author, teacher, practitioner, and founder of Bastyr University, the country's first and largest fully accredited university of natural medicine. And another reminder that you can listen to these podcasts going to iTunes Podcasts, Essentials of Healthy Living. That's iTunes Podcasts, Essentials of Healthy Living. And there's a shortcut. You can go to www.ehlradio.com. That's ehlradio.com. Please leave your comments and your suggestions. We value what our listeners have to say about what they'd like to hear, so please do leave some comments. And I want to quote some quotes that I like. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And that was Maya Angelou for her words. I want to thank her. And success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. And it was Carl Rogers who said, you are to be what you're now becoming. And I'm adding, may you love what you do, do what you love, and make sure your efforts have a positive influence on people and the planet. And as our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.